12:03, Thursday night, Chavos Halvavos. Shari Yichel HaMais of Perakei, believe it or not. Page Kuf Peivov. The top of Page Kuf Peivov. Chavos Halvavos goes through various enticements, we'll call it, of the Yetzer Hara, how to get a person away from Yichud HaMaisa, how to ruin the person's purity of Machshava, of Avodas Hashem, that he's doing it only to win Hashem's approval, no one else's approval. And the Chavos Halvavos describes in all the paragraphs that we've learned in Parakei the different Mahalchim that the Yetzer Hara has. As we've said many, many times, the Chavos Halvavos is a safer of extremes. So sometimes he says something, and we say, wow, that sounds weird. I wouldn't fall for that. The Yetzer Hara never said that to me. But really, everybody, at one time or another, has probably had to deal with all the things in the last 10 paragraphs in the Chavos Halvavos that we've been learning. You know, not as blatant and as extreme as the way the Chavos Halvavos puts it down, but more subtle forms of it. Like, let's see today. It's the top of Kuf Pei Vav. If that doesn't work, the last thing we learn, Yitzchakei Negdecha, B'meshehu Yoser Odin Mizeh. A more subtle approach. A more subtle. V'hu miderech ha-gemul v'ha-onesh ba-olam ha-zeh u-li-olam ha-ba. You know, if you tell a person, this is really a subtlety, because we're really taught from when we're young that we do the mitzvahs and we're obeyed Hashem because we want to be zochet olam haba. And like that sounds like a real good reason to do things. And we want to go to olam haba. We don't want to go to Gehenna. We want to go to olam haba. And we know that the Torah is full of gemulim and olam hazeh that'll occur. We say it in Krishma twice a day. Yochal tov v'savata. All the brachos of acharta b'chayim. You want to have a good life, so you keep the mitzvahs and be over Hashem, you'll have it good. And that's all true. So now, the Yetzer Hara, it's a chut hasayra, it's a subtlety, that's your goal, that should be a purpose. So that's what he says. In other words, it's all true. And it's even maybe an enticement of Hashem, but it can't be the purpose. That the Chavos Halvavos is going to use extremely harsh terms for someone who makes that the purpose of his avodah, the motivation and the purpose. We're going to deal at the end of the paragraph. We'll deal with. How bad could it be? You could say at least mitach shaloi lishma bo lishma. So if not that bad, so we'll see. We'll deal with it. But let's first learn this paragraph. V'hu miderech ha-gemul v'onesh b'olam hazeh l'olam haba. He will talk about the schar, an onesh that a person gets in olam hazeh, both in olam hazeh and in olam haba. V'yom alecha. He says, you atomi nivcherei Hashem usugulasam. It sounds funny, but he says, you're okay. You're a good guy. You read the Chavos Halvavos, it sounds funny, but really, it's a, right? I'm okay, I'm doing my best. I haven't eaten a cheeseburger lately. I talked Lashon Hara. I don't know, maybe. I probably wasn't Lashon Hara. Anyway, and we're taught very much to feel confident and to have self-esteem. And we feel that we're doing our best. And Chas v'Shalom, we don't want to be depressed. That's like the worst thing. So, right? So these are all subtleties. So when you say, Atom minifcheri Hashem v'skulosu, means you're okay and you deserve, you're mitz Hashem, you're going to be zaychet olam haba. In fact, you deserve olam hazeh also. because you're doing, as it says in the Torah, you're going to be getting all these things. It's worthy of you. You're doing your best. Someone that acts, he doesn't say you, right? It's the person thinking me. Chazal presents it as the Yetzer Hara talking, but we have to realize it's a person saying to himself, "I'm okay. I'm doing my best." Hashem certainly. If the Torah is true, and we take the Torah literally, that if you do your best and you try hard and you're with Hashem, and I go to davening 3 times a day and I learn whenever I can, so I deserve taka. I indeed deserve. This is what the Yetzer Hara is telling. I deserve the gemulim that it says in the Chumash, both in Olam Hazeh, and certainly I'm on my way to Olam Haba. And he even tells him, and again, you have to realize, although this speaks from the Yetzer Hara as a third party, but a person, I'm going to say it the way we think, the way our minds work, and that the person says, V'lochein hishtadol kafi yecholtecha, he's spurred on, although this is going to attack the person that's spurred on to be better, and to learn more. Hishtadol kafi yecholtecha, you should work harder. But what's the point here? The point is ulai tizke lekach b'maasecha, that the goal, he makes the focus of his the goal and the purpose. He says, try harder, learn more, give more tzedakah, and you'll be zeiche ulai tizke lekach b'maasecha v'tuv himoshuscha achrei avodas Hashem. You'll taka become better, you'll become a tzaddik gomer, now maybe you're a tzaddik kena gomer, but I'll become even better. And how will I do that? Simha gemul neged einecha. Make the gemul your goal, and that'll spur you to reach greater heights in your avodas Hashem. V'hishtadel b'chol yecholtecha lahasigo. And this is both in Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Maybe they'll give you, you'll sit on the dais at the next Aguda convention. You can't get higher than that. You'll get in the centerfold of the, what are they, these papers that, you know, every week they have the pictures. So you'll get into those pictures, and you deserve it. You know, and it'll be, it's worthy of me. That's really what the person's saying. And I'll try harder, and I'll, you know, shame hagadol on Hashem ba'oris, ki hu taklis ashrecha, the si simcha secha. And this will put you in a good mood, and you'll be besimcha. And it's a chiv to be besimcha. Ka omro or zoro al atzatik uli yishrei leiv simcha. Hashem wants that. And, you know, and you'll be on top of the world. I'll be on top of the world. Say shiurim, people stand up to me when I come into a room. They'll call me for advice. I'll get my picture. I'll tell you, the convention. I'll get all of my haba. And you start making that the goal. And he even tells you that that'll make you be besimcha. And we all know that divdu es Hashem besimcha, and mitzvah gedoy v'lios besimcha. And that's where the simcha will come from. The simcha will come from you raise your station in the Jewish world. Maybe if you're really lucky, they'll attack you. Chazal Lovitz didn't know that that's the real peak.
Is he talking about the goal of Olam Haba?
Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, he said. Or is a royal atzadik of the Yishrei late Simcha is really talking about Olam Haba. But he mixes in Olam Hazeh also. He says both. He means both what the Torah says, the Gon Chotiroshcha v'Yisarecha, but I assume it's things like that also, like we saw a few passages back, that Kavod is, it's not an inappropriate, I mean, a chosh of a person, a Talmud Chacham, does have Kavod coming to him. So the Yetzer Hara tries to make that the goal of the person, and uses it, the Chiddush of this paragraph is that, I keep falling into the trap of saying it the Chovas Halbodus' way, so it seems like a little unrealistic and almost cartoonish. But the truth is, I really want to keep saying it the way it really exists, that we say to ourselves, and you know, so that becomes like, it even becomes, the Chiddush of the Chavis HaBodos is that we use it as a spur. And really it is Sher, Metach Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma, because L'chaira that's what it means. That's exactly what Metach Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma means. That, as the Rambam describes it, we're like children who need candies, and so this is the candies, and then it becomes habit, and then you break out of old habits, and then you taka, do the right thing, and then amidst Hashem, you reach a madrega where you do the right thing for the right reason. But the Chavis HaBodos, listen what he says. The next sentence is so powerful. It's like devastating. V'yimtishma lo b'tismach al dvorov. And remember, I'm the spoil, 5 lines back, he said, Hishtadal kefi yecholtecha. The Yetzirah is like willing to let you steig in avodas Hashem, with the subtlety being that your goal is yourself, what's good for you, that you should gain on the deal. Yapilcha, he'll entrap you, basug misuge hashitof hanisak. Now it's, you can't get worse than this. This is a description of Avodah Zarah. It means hashitof, meaning mamish, like shitof, like you talk about shitof in the lashon of Avodah Zarah, that you're being obeyed yourself, you're not being obeyed Hashem. Why? Lefisha oz tia obeyed asnaf shecha. If that's the goal and the purpose of your Avodah, then you're being obeyed yourself. You're not being obeyed Hashem. If your simcha comes from the things that you acquire, the benefits that you get, you see that whole thing is like a wrong perception. How should a person be the simcha? A person should be the simcha through being sameach b'chelko, through thinking he doesn't deserve to have what he has. But Hashem is giving it to him anyway, and look what Hashem gives me. Hashem gives me this, and Hashem gives me that. And in reaction to that, Chavis HaLovus wants a person to react to the things he has to spur him on to his Avodas Hashem through Hakaras HaTov. The person in this paragraph is going about it the other way. He wants to acquire those things, right? There's a candy machine there. He wants to get the candy, so he'll be over in Hashem, and that'll get him the candy. That is shituf. Hashem wants us to look at it that He's giving us candy, He's giving us life, He's giving us all the things, and as Chavis HaLovus wants us to react with Hakaras HaTov and to be obeyed Hashem, and that's a pure avodas Hashem. But if it's the other way, then He calls it shituf. L'fisha ostia obeyas nafshecha. L'fisha imcha mishtadel ki im b'meshet tasik b'ho'onik v'hasimcha l'nafshecha. You want to gain on the deal. You want, and this is really a subtlety, because you go with anybody. You say, like, you know, we all know the story with the Vilna Gaon or the Baal Shem Tov. It doesn't matter. It could be Babe Ruth also. The same story. That, you know, with the Esrog, and now, oh great, now I won't get Olam Haba. Now I'll do a mitzvah for the first time purely the Shema. So it's really, you know, we don't, Olam Haba is taka the goal, but it's the goal. It's supposed to be the goal in the subtle sense of, since that's inevitably where Avodas Hashem leads to, so that's the goal, because that's like the way of saying, that's how I know I'm on the straight and narrow. So you say the goal is Olam Haba, it's like saying the goal is to be good. But the goal is not supposed to be that I will gain something. My neshama will gain something, or my guf will gain something in Olam Hazeh, or I'll gain kabod, or I'll gain respect. That's shituf. That's very, very powerful word, shituf. But it really is. In other words, at the base of such motivations is shituf. You're not being over Hashem, you're being over the Satzmucha. It's a good description. What's pleasant for you, what's good for you? You are the focus of your avoda, not Hashem. And it's hard, because Hashem, as we've seen many times in the Chodesh Haldovah's Gufa, Hashem doesn't need anything. So so what's the purpose? Right? These are very difficult, these are not easy concepts to grapple with, because you say, well, Hashem doesn't need anything, so I'm obeying him so that I, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and this is his will, that we should be Zochet Olam Haba. So that, and that's all true, because that's, like Sul Sasharim describes, that your Olam Haba is made up of how close you get to Hashem through your Avodah. But, you see, that's also not benefit. It's not because I gain on the deal. It's not an ego thing. The ego is not involved. It's not you that you will benefit. This is the way you're supposed to act. This is the way you're supposed to be. The ultimate manifestation of such a thing is Kurval Hashem, and that's also the Ratzon Hashem that his brios should be Kuruv to him.
He has to work
on making it a directional post, as if the signs, you know, when you go on Muncie, when you go on the Palisades, there's a sign, you know, George Washington Bridge with an arrow. So you think it's like half a mile up the road, George Washington Bridge. And I pity the guy like the hick that's here from North Carolina, you know. George Washington Bridge. Yeah, well, where is it already? It's a signpost. It's pointing you in that direction. That's how you have to look at it. You have to look at it as a sign. That's how you know if you're acting correctly. But it's not, the purpose is not your personal gain. It's not you. It's not about you. You have to think of it, it's an avoda. You have to think of it as the Ratzon Hashem, and these are the steps to take towards making that happen. Yeah. But not because you're going to gain. That would be shituf. Not you will gain. Not what's good for you. It's very, very hard. It's a tremendous subtlety, he says. It's hard because it's a subtlety. Like, we're raised and our whole chinuch is to do things. V'niske, v'nichye, v'nira, v'nira, shtogar, v'achal, v'shnei, emosim, v'shir, v'chay, yalam, abuha. We say it 10 times in davening. But again, it's directional. It's not a goal. It's not a purpose. It's not about you. It's not about us. And then the Chodesh Haldovah exposes, like holds it up to the light of day, so to speak. He puts it under a microscope. He says, if we would negate Olam Haba, if we would say, I'm sorry, there's no Olam Haba, it's closed for repairs. So you wouldn't, Hayisa Kofer, and now we get a glimpse of, now the Chodesh Haldovah says in one sentence why you should be Obed Hashem. And of course, the first sentence is what the Chodesh Haldovah is all about, basically, generally. Hayisa kofer betovos Hashem habos l'chobar etzifus. Right? If we would close up Olam Haba, as I said, like for a few months, so you would lose your motivation to be Obed Hashem, even though the tovos Hashem habos l'chobar etzifus are still there. So why should you lessen your avoda? Ve'en chomatel al atzmucho lo avoda aleihem through Hakaras HaTov. And now he goes on to say, right, because the Chodesh Haldovah always says Hakaras HaTov, Hakaras HaTov, Hakaras HaTov. That's the basis of Avoda. Now he adds a sentence, the Af, besides the Hakaras HaTov angle, Ein Charoe Oso Hashem, Ro'oi L'mishma'at V'l'Avoda, Biglal Romamuso, V'otzem Yecholto, V'giluye Chachmoso. This is really dealt with by Arichus in earlier Sha'arim and Shara Avodas Hashem and Shara Yichud, where really Hashem's Romus, the Otzim Yecholto, just Hashem's awesomeness, Hakel Hagodol Hagibur V'Hanora, really demands that we serve Him. And right, that what? I don't know how. I don't know what to call it. The Chodesh Haldovah holds that the foundation is Hakaras HaTov. I don't know. I don't want to call it higher. I don't know. can't call it high. There's nothing wrong with being over the Shema Karsa Taldach. That's how. Maybe it's less personal. It's less personal. It's serving Hashem as the great Melech, but it's not really you. You don't feel so meshubit to be an Eved.
I'm sorry?
If it's not Hakaras HaTov, just the second sentence of Mechaydus Halvavus, that just Hashem's essence demands that we serve Him, is not such a personal doesn't create such a personal relationship with Hashem. Right. I'm saying, I think that, I don't want to use higher and lower here. I'm not sure, but certainly.
Hakaras
HaTov, according to Chavis HaVavis,
you know,
He created us. Chavis HaVavis says there's no greater Hakaras HaTov than the fact that He made us exist. So, yeah, would you like to be a rock? Or an island? That's the depth of meaning in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Altiu kavodim amisham shenas harav almanas lekabel pras. Elayu kavodim amisham shenas harav shelo almanas lekabel pras. And the Meforshim there speak out, pras doesn't even mean schar that you deserve as salary, but it means like a tip for doing a good job. You shouldn't even. That shouldn't be almanas. Almanas means that's the reason, and without that you wouldn't be oved. That's what almanas means. Almanas is like a tnai and a mechira, a tnai and any chalois. So without that you wouldn't do it. V'himar shemayim aleichem. So, yeah. So what about mitach shaloi lishma bo lishma? I mean, what am I asking? I'm only asking because of the Harifus of the Chavis Halvavus' words that it's Keshito Fanister. And if it's just not a high Madrega, it's a low Madrega, it's for children, as the Rambam seems to say, it's for babies, childish. So mitoch shalom lishma, bo lishma. You know, you're working your way up, it's not so bad. But the Chavis Halvavus describes it in very, derogatory terms. Shita Fanister, he calls it. That at base, you're being over it yourself. So could we say about such a thing, that Loilam Yasagodim Torah Mitzvah Shaloy Lishma, Shemitah Shaloy Lishma Bo Lishma, if it's Shita Fanister? It's a pella. So, there are Bali Musar that say that the phrase that phrase is to be read as dafka one phrase, not two. In other words, it's not loylam yasagadim mitorah mitzvah shaloy lishma semicolon. That's okay. You can do that. That's fine. Why? So the Bali Musar say, and I think according to the Chavis Halvavus, it's muchrach. It's a nice svara what I'm about to say. It's cute. It's a cute vart. But according to Chavis Halvavus, I think it's muchrach. Again, because Chavis Halvavus attacks it and exposes it and says it's shituf. So how can it be? So they say it has to be read as one sentence. That a person should be oisik v'torah v'mitzvah shaloi lishma with the ultimate goal being shemitoich. It's one sentence. Shemitoich shaloi lishma bo lishma. That's part of his goal. A person should do things shalol lishma in order that from the shalol lishma, one sentence, in order that from the shalol lishma, you build up lishma. That is his ultimate goal. In other words, he recognizes that he's not capable right now of doing things lishma, that he'll do it if you give him a candy, and he knows that he's using it as a stepping stone. He means to use it as a stepping stone to get to the lishma, that the real avodah is lishma. And this is shituf. This is not good. But he's using it as a stepping stone. That I could see. That I wouldn't be bothered by the Chavis Halvavus' description of it anymore. And I think that would be the way to learn the mimer according to the Chavis Halvavus. Because once you're doing it with that purpose, it's not shituf anymore. Because your ultimate goal In other words, you have a short-term goal and a long-term goal. Your short-term goal is yourself, because you know that, but you're doing it not to get the candy. Again, that's not your ultimate purpose. Your ultimate, you're the one saying, so to speak, Shemitach Shalai Lishma Balishma. You have to read it without a pause. Learning Master God to Matar Mitzvah Shalai Lishma, and having in mind Shemitach Shalai Lishma Balishma. So I think that's how we would learn it. Okay. No, Loila means what it means, that's unfortunately the way to do it. No, I don't think it means la'ilam in that sense of how long you do it for. I think la'ilam unfortunately means that you have to do it that way. There's no other way. You know, that's the way to do it. It doesn't mean you'll do it forever. It means, like, la'ilam means that that's the only way. That's how the Balei Musa, the different Balei Musa, a different aspect of the memra is explained. I think the Mechum Eliyahu is the one. This I remember. The first thing I don't remember who says, but the Mechum Eliyahu says that when the Chazal used the word la'ilam, it means that's the only way. You shouldn't think you could outsmart it and shortcut the process. What? That's okay, because if as long as it's not you, then that's also a good, a kosher motivation. You want to help Klal Yisrael. You want good things to happen to Klal Yisrael. So that's also not selfish. It's not self-centered. It's also ultimately Ratzon Hashem. What? No, that the Gemara says is that's Shmuel Mishum Tok Shmuel Lishma Balishma. No, I thought he said a good thing. If it's a personal thing, then L'chay we have to say this point. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, but you're right. But what's your ultimate goal? You want to live to be Oved Hashem. You don't want the whole thing to come to a halt now, and now's when you get judged in Shemayim. You want to keep going. So you want a good year. I mean, the Rambam is the one that put down the Yesod. You mean it? We should mean it in the Rambam sense. The Rambam that says that the good things of Olam Hazeh, which the Chumash describes, are just aids to be Oved Hashem. They're just there to help us be Oved Hashem. That's not the ultimate schar. We paskin, there's no schar in Olam Hazeh. Schar mitzvah hayal mulaka. And all the good things in the Chumash are just an ezer. So that's what we should have in mind. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur too. We want to live. We want to have time to get better. We want to be able to be Oved Hashem better. So that's what we should have in mind then. Again, but the purpose is not, there shouldn't be this sheet of Hanister, he calls it. It's not about us. And we can't think, it's hard. It's hard. Even by Rivka, there's a Sepurnu, like it says, V'he'ish mishtoye lo, machrish, v'das, ha'atzlich ha'kem darko in lo. Right, so Rivka just did what she did. So what was he wondering about? So Rashi learned he was wondering if she was from the right mishpacha. But the Sepurnu says he was wondering maybe she wanted a tip. Maybe she wanted a tip for good service, the Sepurnu says. So that's not, you know, once there's something in it for you, so then your motivation is suspect. It's a sheet of, so it's very hard. It's very hard because you have to, the subtlety between the goal and the purpose, and to say that that's the natural state of affairs, that that's what's coming to me, and that's the way things should be. And I say, and the signpost, I'm calling it. I'm going in the right direction. So we're on the right path. So that's a subtlety. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We started a minute early too. 30 minutes.